Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the politics and BS. As we approach the debate, which is happening tonight, which, by the way, guys, if you're around, I plan on live streaming it. And that is something that I never do. So come back. If you're available, I would love to see you in the place to be. But as the debate approaches, more people are speaking out against this evil, maniac, narcissistic psychopath, Donald Trump. And there are even people who are mostly what you would see as apolitical, and some more likely than not, they would probably be voting Republican behind the scenes, senior military officials, because a lot of times people say that the Republicans are more military friendly than the Democrats. You know, that's what they say. But anyway, former senior military officials are endorsing Kamala. I'm going to play this clip from a retired U.S. Army Brigadier General. His name is Steve Anderson. And he was a part of a group of senior military officials that signed a letter that's backing Vice President Kamala for president in 24, because Donald Trump is dangerous. He's dangerous to our nation and the nations abroad. You know? So I'm going to play this clip really quick.
My entire life, I've been very apolitical, not only, of course, required because I was a active duty general and also a National Guard officer. It's something where ever since 2016, where I have seen what Trump has done, how he has treated people, how he has dealt with crises, I have been just absolutely opposed to such a very dictatorial, strongman, bully type of a leader. And so it was easy for me to add my name to this list of those 10 officers and NCOs.
Hi again, everybody. It's 5 o'clock in New York now. We're at a remarkable and unprecedented point in our history and our politics. The staunchest of conservatives are coming out and announcing their plans to vote for a Democratic candidate for president. And the kinds of people who usually remain steadfastly apolitical are being driven to speak out of their sense of duty to the country. That was retired Major General Randy Manner, one of 10 retired generals and admirals who just signed on to an extraordinary letter calling the ex-president and current GOP nominee a danger to our national security and our democracy. These men and women who served our nation in high-ranking positions are emphatically endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris, calling her, quote, the best and only presidential candidate in this race who is fit to serve as our commander in chief. They underscore Harris's record this way, quote, she has demonstrated her ability to take on the most difficult national security challenges in the Situation Room and on the international stage, from rallying our allies against Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine to standing shoulder to shoulder with our allies in the Indo-Pacific against China's provocative actions, to advancing U.S. leadership on space and artificial intelligence. She is a steadfast supporter of service members, veterans, their families, their caregivers, and survivors, as opposed to her opponent, about whom they say this, quote, at his core, he does not understand selfless service and sacrifice, and he should never be allowed to again serve as commander-in-chief of the greatest fighting force in the world. Meanwhile, someone who understands service and sacrifice on a very personal level, Gold Star father Kaiser Khan, says the danger a Trump presidency poses now is even greater than 4 years ago. Listen.
In 234-year history of United States, there had not been a president or vice president convicted of felony charges. Here we have Donald Trump, and that is where I say that in 4 years it has gotten worse. Donald Trump is convicted of 34 felonies, and he owes $554 million fine, monetary fine, that he still owes. It has gotten worse, and he has announced it in his own words that I will be a dictator on day one.
Look, I'm glad people are stepping up and speaking out. I, for one, am a military spouse. I'm a spouse of a veteran and one who also is a caretaker at this point in time in my life. And to hear the things that Donald Trump has said about those who have served, calling them their suckers, their losers, what was in it for them. A lot of people got into the military because they really did it for a career path. It wasn't even so much that they were these patriotic people, but you put your life on the line for this country. And the fact that people are willing, who are not even in the military, to put their lives on the line to allow this monster to get a chance to get back into the White House, having the nerve and the audacity to talk about crime when he is a criminal and he, I believe, deserves to be behind bars for what he has done. He may never see that. And also, I'm just going to be honest. I'm not God. I'm not the giver of life or the taker of it. But it really makes me angry when I see people like him at his age, 78 years old. When I just went to, you know, funeral of an aunt that passed away a couple of weeks ago this weekend, who wasn't anywhere close to Donald Trump's age. And I know sometimes people may, you know, they have loved ones, people that really are good people. This was a good woman. She's gone. Nowhere close to Donald Trump's age. This man is so evil. And he continues to sit and live. Just the fact that he's still alive. I'm not saying that I wish anyone to do anything to him, but the fact that he gets to wake up every morning and it's like, why does this evil corpse continue to be here? But not only just continue to be here, because I wouldn't care if he was just still here, but it's like he wants to plague our lives by being able to be in a position of power where he has the nuclear codes, where he is the leader of the free world. Is absolutely insane. He has no policies for the people. Everything that he's talking about doing is for himself, and he wants to invoke retribution on his quote-unquote enemies and get payback and retaliate on those who he feels was coming against him, even people who just give commentary on him. He's crazy. So, listen, I'm just exhausted with this fool. But Stephen Colbert, he was one of the people on Donald Trump's retaliation list of who he's going to prosecute for what? For doing monologues and stand-ups talking about him, I guess, because he hurt his feelings. So I'm going to play a little bit of what Stephen Colbert had to say about what his plans are if Donald Trump wins, which we are all working, hoping, and praying that that is not going to happen.
Oh, which reminds me, all hail Skydance. May your glorious reign over Paramount last 10,000 eons. All hail. 10,000 eons or until we receive a slightly higher bid. Now let us do the dance of the sky. The sun rises, the sun sets, but it never sets on David Ellison, our Spice Lord. We're working on it. Now, last week, more than 90 business leaders endorsed Harris in a letter, including James Murdoch, son of Fox News media mogul Rupert Murdoch. How dare you, James? How can you do this to your father just a few months after he was so happily at his fifth wedding? James, how could you do this to me? How am I supposed to explain this to Fifth Mommy? Yeah, I'm bored with this one. Get me another. There's one in the bin. Harris has also gotten the most important endorsement of all, and that's cash. The campaign just announced that it raised $361 million in August, giving Harris a $110 million edge over Trump. I am pleased to announce an incredible new edition of the beautiful Trump Bible for just $110 million. That includes, folks, that includes a signed and numbered photograph of me covering my neighbor's wife. This new edition is not endorsed by Lee Greenwood, but it is endorsed by me, Peenwood. Harris is, really? Really? That's too far? That's it? We found it? Okay. Harris's fundraising haul is especially impressive because it came mostly from just ordinary folks, including a reported 1.3 million first-time donors. 1.3 million. That's pretty impressive. Well, to those 1.3 million first-time donors, now that they've donated, they get to experience democracy's greatest privilege, 1,000 more texts every day. Oh, hold on. What's going on here? Oh, no, it's Stacy from Act Blue. They found my burner phone. Flush this, please. this is fun. Rolling Stone, you know, Rolling Stone magazine,
yeah.
They just dropped a new article called What If Trump Wins? The Chaos and Lawlessness of the First Term Could Pale in Comparison to What Comes Next. Just when you think it couldn't get worse, it will. Reminds me of the poorly received sequel, Predator 2. Now he's racist. a racist predator. He doesn't want every skull.
Damn.
According to the article, in his second term, Trump's enemy list continues to grow. The tally even includes late night comics who's pissed him off. Wonder who he's talking about. Apparently, Trump wants to convince authorities to declare somehow illegal anti-Trump material broadcast by Saturday Night Live, Jimmy Kimmel, and Stephen Colbert.
Yes!
Enemies list. I mean, obviously, there's no guarantee I'll be arrested, but it's an honor just to be nominated. Now, no doubt it'll all be decided this weekend in Los Angeles. Whoever wins the Emmy for Best Talk Show will be sent to a camp. And the gulag goes to. So, to my old colleague, John Stewart, I just want you to know I voted for you.
Of course.
If John wins, he's only incarcerated on Monday, so. Trump held a rally in Wisconsin this weekend where he stuck to his core platform of making up the craziest lies you've ever heard. Here's some absolute nonsense about public schools.
Kamala supports states being able to take minor children and perform sex change operations, take them away from their parents, perform sex change operation, and send them back home. Can you imagine you're a parent and your son leaves the house and you say, Jimmy, I love you so much. Go have a good day in school. And your son comes back with a brutal operation.
And you say, Jimmy, what happened? And Jimmy says, Mama, I'm so scared. The principal got on the PA and said, report to the cafeteria for sex change and Salisbury steak. As a parent, let me ask you, as a parent, can you imagine that? Well, you're going to have to, because I'm making all this up. Now, we found it? Okay.
But listen, I just had to throw a little bit of humor in there, because it's not funny, but he wants people like Stephen Colbert to be prosecuted if he wins. Like, this is just utter nonsense. And the fact that anyone would still consider voting for him that isn't in that, like, 30% crazy category of they just worship him, they love him, they idolize him, he's a celeb to them, they're a fan, you know, like Kendrick Lamar said, he a fan, you know, it's just ridiculous. This man is crazy. He needs to be locked up in a mental institution, getting injected with whatever they inject those people with every hour, on the hour, nonstop, with a straight jacket on, getting fed Jell-O and mashed potatoes. He's crazy. So anyway, guys, I'm happy that people who usually are not vocal, who don't get into politics, they're speaking up saying, no, we cannot see this man back in office ever again. He is a danger to our nation. So let me know your thoughts in the comments about everything. Thanks for being here. And remember, I'll be live streaming tonight for the Harris-Trump debate. So if you're around, come and stop by. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.